Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
In the 8th verse of Hebrews chapter 13, this statement is made about our Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Throughout the pages of our Bibles, we can find many other statements that would also declare the unchanging nature of our Lord. I think of the statement that God made of himself recorded in the prophecy of Malachi. In a discussion of God's judgment and justice, God says to himself, of himself, "I am the Lord, I do not change." Malachi 3 and verse 6. Welcome once again to Moments of Inspiration. With this and every edition of our program, we hope to bring a spiritual blessing to every listener. It is a great privilege to speak of our faith in Jesus Christ with you today. Contact us if you would like for us to share more about our glorious Lord and Savior.
When I fell in love with you, I fell hard. What else could I do? You took me old and left me new. When I fell in love with you, my heart broken, all hope lost, cold and hard, ravaged, wounded, tossed, I heard your love song from the cross. Then I fell in love with you. You swept me off my feet,
swept me off my feet,
washed me clean and
made me new,
in you I was made. My heart was healed when you broke through. Then I fell in love with you. When I fell in love with you, you swept me off my feet.
Swept me off my feet.
Nature and character of the God of heaven is constant. Scriptures say that we can count on God to be true, just, righteous at all times. He will not act in one set of circumstances and then do something contrary to it the next. Truth will remain the truth. God's judgment will be measured out to every single individual in exactly the same way. There will be no favoritism or partiality. In Deuteronomy 10 and verse 17, Moses writes, "For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes." In giving instructions to those appointed to be judges among the nation of Israel, these words of appointment were given. It says, "Now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Judge carefully. For with the Lord our God there is no injustice or partiality or bribery." And there are several more places where God's just judgment will be equal to all peoples. I share one more passage from Romans chapter 2, verses 6 and 11, where it says, "God will give to each person according to what he has done, for God does not show favoritism." This quality of God should be one of the reasons that we would willingly serve him. I truly believe that his divine nature is revealed and all of his attributes shared through the scriptures, and are so because we can then come to the decision in our own personal lives to give allegiance to him as our God. We are not invited to blindly submit to a God that we do not know. We are not asked to worship a spiritual being that we cannot in any measure comprehend. We are given many reasons to make Jehovah God our God. We place our faith and our trust in him because of his divine nature. Surely we should acknowledge that we would serve God and devote ourselves to him because he loves us. We base our decision to love God upon the biblical truth that he has loved us first. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The relationship based upon love is fundamental to the Christian's faith. Another very good reason to serve God is derived from his grace. He is gracious. He is willing and ready to forgive us of our sins. We need the grace of God, for we have all fallen short of it through sin. How wonderful to come before our God and place our lives before him, believing and knowing that he is a compassionate God willing to remove the guilt of our sins. We could go on today listing other basic reasons why we would choose to serve him and make him our God. But our message focuses upon this one very special aspect of God's eternal nature. He will always be the same. He will treat everyone fair. He will always be just in every situation. That can be a very pleasant blessing for us. It should be. As followers of Jesus Christ, we have yielded ourselves to his will and we are faithfully seeking to please him as our God. Then we should be reassured that all is well. But there's the other side of things, too. This could possibly create some anxiety for people. If God is going to do justice, then judgment will be dealt with. If our deeds are not justifiable before God, then he cannot bestow the blessings of his grace and mercy upon us. If he did, then his justice would not be the same. Let me go back to the original text, Hebrews 13. The reason why this author wrote these words about Jesus being the same yesterday, today, and forever was to secure the faith of the Christians to whom he was writing the letter. For the letter, we can conclude that some of these followers of Christ were in danger of leaving their faith. They are being encouraged to remain faithful. They needed the encouragement that the one to whom they had pledged their allegiance would be forever true to them. He would never leave them. He would never forsake them. He would be there with them through all their trials of life. He would be their helper, and they should hold on to the confidence they had in Jesus as their Lord. I was just wondering if any of those listening to our message needed to be reminded that Jesus Christ will always be the same. He will be just as condemning of the sins in our lives as he always has been. He will also be as gracious and forgiving as he has promised to be when we live justly under his will. Does this fact give you comfort? I certainly pray that you have that kind of a relationship with Jesus. If it doesn't give the intended comfort and assurance to you, then we are here to minister to your spiritual needs. So please contact us to discuss further the righteousness of our Savior and how his righteousness can provide you with an everlasting assurance.
Holiness, holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in him until he comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.